الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات إلى قوله تعالى: والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. My respected and honorable sisters and tomorrow's respectable and honorable mothers who will shape the destiny of our generations to come. Here at the moment we are here to acquire knowledge of Deen and also to cleanse and purify ourselves. When we have cleansed and purified ourselves, then inshallah for tomorrow we will become those mothers that will be able to lead the nation, that is our children. We will be able to train them properly, bring them up properly. So in the Ayat-e Kareema which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala refers to certain great aspects which must be developed in us. Firstly, innal muslimina wal muslimat, Muslim man and woman, that is those who have surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Our thoughts we must surrender to Allah. Our actions we must surrender to Allah. Our niyat we must surrender to Allah. Everything we must do for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and for Allah Ta'ala's sake. And we have to work to that level that our own desires, which is our nafs, that they don't have any share whatsoever in them. That at the moment we do things that what we feel nice, food we eat, what we like, clothes we wear, what we like, that we bring it, everything, what does Allah like? We surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. And this is a process, and that must be our goal. If that is, we're not even aware of that, and we haven't made that our goal, we won't work to that direction either. So make it your goal that we have to be in all things surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That all my salah, that salat also, we mustn't see whether I'm enjoying salah. But we have to see salah which pleases Allah Ta'ala. Is Allah pleased with it or not? And then, وَنُسُكِي, all our ibadat also. In fact, my very living and dying must be also for Allah's pleasure. I want my name to be made, I must die on Juma. That people must talk, that must not be the desire either. That I die in Medina Sharif, that, oh mashallah, I got mort in Medina Sharif. Mort must be for Allah's pleasure. Whether it is in childbirth, whether it is for a man in jihad, wherever it is, but our lives, everything, we surrender totally to Allah Ta'ala. Our nafs must have no share. Unfortunately, at the moment, for most of us, our nafs got all the share in it. And we have to work where our nafs got no share, and we do everything for Allah Ta'ala. Wal-mu'mineena wal-mu'minaat, and believing man and believing woman, that we have to believe everything what Allah Ta'ala has informed us. And iman, that iman is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala, which is on what we hear, what Allah has said, and what we hear, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And in all this process, we should keep greatly in mind that we have gone through a process which has the schooling, university. It is a negative process. It has brought negative things into our lives. For example, commonly we all accept and believe that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. We quote it also. But the truth is the complete opposite. Not only for a mu'min, the real truth is the complete opposite. That hearing is believing and seeing is deceiving. That we hear, Allah feeds us, Allah gives rosy. What our eyes we see, our shops, our jobs give us our rosy. We see mother cook the food and we eat the food, our stomachs get full. That is what we are seeing. But what we hear, Allah is Razzaq. Allah is the giver of rosy. Allah, sometimes we are hungry, but suddenly that hunger just goes away. Allah gave us satiation. And sometimes we eating plate after plate, and even we say, I think I forgot to read Bismillah today. I'm eating so much, my stomach is not getting full. So it's not the material things, it is Allah's order and Allah's system. So this Iman we have to build. Iman in this world on the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is the creator. In the university school process, they taught us Darwin's theory of evolution, which is kufr. So we have to take that out of our system completely. They taught us that with regard to Darwin's theory of evolution, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave such a beautiful answer. He says, if they believe that a monkey eventually became a human being, then why didn't till today in the history of the monkeys, another monkey also become a human being? Hazrat used to say that in your Kruger National Park, there are millions of monkeys. So if one monkey could become a human being, like we got four or five children, one child becomes a Hafiz, the other one can also, and he becomes also. How many houses, all are Hafiz, all are Alims, etc. So if one monkey could become a human being, then in the history of the millions and billions of monkeys in the world, why till today hasn't another monkey become a human being? But this is actually the monkey business, and we don't realize, we think we got big university degrees, etc., but they are making monkeys out of us also. And we also becoming monkeys in our way of thinking, not physically. And then they teach us the Big Bang theory. That there was a great, great Big Bang and everything fell perfectly into place. So easy to understand the stupidity and the fallacy of these theories that you drop a glass and it will be a small bang, but the glass won't be made, it will break. So with such a Big Bang, how could the things be made? Perfectly every human system, the nervous system, digestive system, his brains, his eyes, everything, it's so perfect. It's impossible that with a Big Bang, all this perfection could have taken place. Your motor car, which is manufactured, and everything is working in the engines, the pistons, the bearings, the gearbox, the carburetor, everything, precision it has to be. The petrol, the spark has to come in the petrol at the right time, and then that car can function properly. With a Big Bang, you take a hammer and you bang at on the car and it's going to be made. It will break it. So this is the work of Allah Ta'ala. وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ Humbleness. That is so important also. Today, our homes, there isn't happiness. There are fights all the time because nobody is prepared to humble himself. The husband, I'm the boss. You must listen to me. The wife, haven't I got rights? I also got rights. Everyone is fighting for their rights. So nobody wants to humble. Whenever there is a heated argument, if one can say sorry, or not even that, just walk away and keep quiet and accept defeat. Our pride does not allow us to accept defeat. We make mistakes, we know we make mistakes, but our pride does not allow us to say, I'm sorry, forgive me. If a person can bring those words on his tongue regularly, inshallah, humbleness will come. But we are not prepared to admit, I'm wrong, I made a mistake, make me maaf. Just those words don't want to come on our tongue. With anyone, and ba'at, becoming ba'at to a sheikh is the training ground. At least in front of your sheikh, you say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. But that also we try and justify it. We bring some reason in for whatever our actions, our mistakes, and we want to prove to ourselves I was not wrong. And if we can at least get it right with our sheikh, which shouldn't be difficult, then with other people it will become easy. Otherwise, in front of the wife to admit I was wrong, in front of other people to admit I was wrong, it's impossible. Our pride does not admit. And pride is humility, opposite of pride, qanitin, qanitat, is amongst those qualities that if a person just brings that in him, and the other main one, and both are extremely easy, the other one is shukr, Allah will pull you to him, because he loves those qualities of making shukr, the quality of humility. And when he pulls you to himself, he will make your full Islam. Personally, Allah will make your Islam. You then, Allah will correct all your other things. Allah will give you necessary knowledge also. Allah will give you taqwa also. Allah will give you ikhlas also. So any, just bring humility in us, or bring shukr in us. Be thankful. For example, we woke up this morning, whether it was Fajr time, we took a rest after Fajr, we woke again up. Who of us made shukr to Allah? I had a peaceful night. I had a good sleep. Otherwise, middle of the night, I could have landed up in the ICU. What a heart problem. Crooks could have got in, and they could have tortured us for the night. What could have happened? And so beautiful the dua. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqi fa minka wahdak la sharika lak. We know this dua. If we have to ask any of the students, all of us will know it. But who reads it? That is the thing. Just now we had a program for the ulama, and at the end of the program, I asked them, what is the dua after majlis? All knew it, subhanallah bihamdi. Who read it? No one read it. So it's a deen is not knowing. Deen is that practice that it must be in our lives. So humbleness is a very, very great thing. We should work towards it. Walqanitina walqanitat. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ Truthfulness. What great value there is truthfulness. Today, we make it a joke. We lie and we get away. We want to get away with things. It's just a joke. Truthfulness has got no more any value in our lives. Whereas truthfulness is such a great quality. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, where Allah praises them. Allah praises them because of their truthfulness. Today, forget what anyone else, we are not truthful with ourselves also. Whatever we do also, we even lie to ourselves, and we bluff ourselves also. So to develop this, it's not just going to come like that. When we will make an effort to bring these qualities, and that is not the field of a Darul Uloom, it is not the field of the Tabligh Jamaat, that field is known as the Khanqa, where a person makes his Islam, where he becomes conscious and he wants to bring these qualities in him. وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ And the fasting man and woman. Yeah, again, very briefly for this occasion, we should remember that fasting, keeping roza is one thing, and staying hungry is another thing. Many of us just stay hungry. It comes clearly in the hadith that those people who fasted, and in brackets I will add, who thought they fasted, but they lied, they backbited, they lustful gazes they were throwing on other men, on other women. In the hadith it clearly comes, Allah is not in need of their staying hungry. There the second time the word doesn't come that they fasted, but that they stayed hungry, and Allah is not in need of anyone staying hungry. Fasting is something else, and staying hungry. Many of us, we just stay hungry, that's why we don't like the name Ramzan also. Now Ramzan going to come, now we have to stay hungry again. Now, but if we keep rozas, there is great profit in rozas. There is great pleasure in rozas. There is great benefit. And when we get those things, then we look forward to Ramadan. But when we're not getting those things, like for example, a shopkeeper, he looks forward to the period of December. A lot of business he's going to make. But the worker in the shop, he doesn't like December because he has to work harder. During the year when it's not so busy, he can stand around, he can sit around. But December is on his toes all the time because he's not going to make money. The boss is going to make the money. He just has to work normal. He's going to get the same salary, but he has to work much more harder. But the boss, he knows that how much more he's going to get in December. So if we were getting something out of roza, and that will be when we keep roza. And if we're just staying hungry, then it's a burden. So we have to learn that what is roza. Wasaimin or saimat?
Sabirin or
sabir. Wasabirin or sabr. What a great quality. And many of us, we don't understand sabr also, and we say sabr is very hard. Every occasion, sabr is different. And his daughter-in-law got problem with her mother-in-law, that sabr at that time is a different sabr there. Your child passed away, it's a different sabr. But generally, which a thing, if we realize, will make sabr very easy. If I want to make sabr on my own, very hard. Because my nafs is against that thing. And nafs is forcing oneself. Speak out, do this, do that, whatever. But if you learn, if we keep in mind, we make sabr for Allah. Allah is in front. And Allah's help is with me. Sabr will become easy. A small little child, the father puts him on his lap and goes to the shop to buy something. Comes home and he tells the mother, today the two-year-old, he drove today. And that boy also is happy, I drove. He was just sitting there, oh, putting his hand on the steering, he's happy, I drove. So when Allah's help will be there, then you'll drive where anywhere. But on your own, it's almost impossible. And do it for Allah's pleasure. And then see, then sabr will become sweet. Otherwise, sabr is bitter. But the fruit of sabr is very sweet. The tree of sabr is bitter, but the fruit is sweet. But if you keep Allah in mind, then even the tree will be sweet and the fruit will be even more sweeter. وَالصَّابِرِينَ
وَالصَّابِرِينَ
وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ. About to have khashiyat, the fear of Allah. And the fear of Allah, khashiyat. This is also fear of Allah. Khawf is also fear of Allah. Khawf is to fear something, somebody, how we fear the enemy, how we fear a snake. Khashiyat, you fear that person in love, that you don't want to upset him. One is you fear somebody, you run from the snake. And if you can, you'll kill the snake. But khashiyat is not that you want to kill Allah, na'uzu billah. But you don't want Allah to be upset. Who you really love, if there is love, today there isn't real love also. It's infatuation, it's lust. There isn't love. How many couples they have the complaint, the wife complains, when my husband needs me, he's very sweet with me. Once he has satisfied himself, then he's a different man again. So that's not love, that's only lust. Or it's infatuation. But love is something else. Who you love, you never want to make your beloved unhappy. Love is not a thing what you get, is a thing what you give. When a person wants love all the time, and he doesn't give, love is a thing you give, not what a person, what you get. Well, no matter how that person, if you love that person, you give that person. You love. And when it is matlabi, muhabbat, it is just because what you want, then you also only give when what you wanted you are getting. When you're not getting what you wanted, you stop giving also. So that is all. So love, yeah, so to fear Allah in the love of Allah, that Allah must not be unhappy with you. That is khashiyah. Wal khashi'ina wal khashi'at. Wal mutasaddiqina wal mutasaddiqat. And those people who give sadaqah. This is another very great quality which we are also very lax in. We should try and develop, regularly give sadaqah. At least once a day. In the hadith it comes, we must give 360 sadaqahs a day. And if that is difficult, make our charge namaz. And charge starts immediately after we have finished our ishraq. We can make charge, it's sadaqah, for all this 360 joints. Otherwise, give regularly sadaqah. We only give sadaqah when somebody is ill, or we're going on a long journey. Then we give sadaqah. As if we only need Allah at that time. Other times we don't need. Sadaqah is a great thing. Tutfi'u ghadab ar-Rabb. It puts off the anger of Allah Ta'ala. Sadaqah, calamities which have come, sadaqah removes them. And those which are still coming, sadaqah blocks them. So sadaqah is a very great thing. We should also give regularly sadaqah.
وَالْحَافِذِينَ
فُرُوجٌ وَالْحَافِذَاتِ. And those people who look after their private parts. And that starts from the eyes. That's the first. And the Quran Sharif and our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, they cut this whole problem from the root, that when you don't look, then nothing else grows after. But from the looking, then thinking comes. From the thinking, speaking comes. Then planning happens. Then it goes further and finally it ends at the private parts. So a person who looks after from the eyes, he looks after himself, he won't go into all these problems. Islamic way of teaching and training is don't light the fire, you won't have a problem. In the West, you light the fire, but you control the fire. In Islam, boys and girls from young age, keep them separate. Don't let them mix, don't let them play with one another, brother, sister is different, but other boys and girls, they take them for excursions also, but control them, don't let them do anything. You light the fire, the desire is burning in you, now control it. Where can that happen? The women wear provocative clothing, how much they tempt men, but the man mustn't do anything. You take butter and you put it in front of the fire, you say the butter mustn't melt. It has to melt, if otherwise it's not butter if it doesn't melt. If boys and girls, men and women are close to one another, joking, flirting, playing with one another, and it has, the next step has to happen. So Islam just blocked it there, that did nothing, parda system. The true, not today the parda that we got, cloaks that we wear, which was so much of embroidery and so much of bead work, and it's so tight on the body, that's no parda whatsoever. That's again where we're bluffing ourselves. We're not truthful to ourselves also. Parda must be a complete loose garment, the burqa. And it must be not only plain, in fact, according to one hadith, it must be dirty also. So no man's attention goes towards it. But we make it attractive. Even that we're pulling the attention. And this ninja type of mouthpiece that we wore, where just the eyes are open, how many men, right, we get more attracted to such women. So the real thing is, you conclude, and the real parda is of the face. And from the face, the most important is the eyes. But we keep it open. And then that is where all the problems start. So that also, وَالْحَافِذِينَ فُرُوجًا وَالْحَافِذَاتِ. Then right at the end, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. This is the only place in this ayat of 10 qualities where Allah used kathiran, in abundance. And the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, which should be made in abundance, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh has given a beautiful example, like you have a beautiful garden. You get visitors, you show them your garden. Look at my roses, look at my lawn, look at my daffodils, my lilies, my water features, waterfalls, fountains, how beautiful. And then you tell the person, it's middle of winter, but you know my garden is still so green and lush. Why? Because I've got plenty water, I've got good water, the chemicals in my water is good, and my irrigation system is very good. But the automatic irrigation system, it just goes on off all the time. It's watered, and good water I've got, and plenty water I've got. So zikr is that. All these qualities will come by zikr of Allah. Zikr is the water. And if there is no water, then everything dies. It becomes brown, becomes grey, things are dead, everything. Just like that, if we don't make zikr, our Islam and our Iman also starts withering away. It becomes yellow and brown, becomes weak, and then all the other weaknesses come. So very Mubarak, the girls who are learning. So there are two things. We have to learn also, make our tarbiyat also. And also we have to go through a cleansing process also. What we have, really filth and dirt which came from the schooling and from the university education and that environment, in that environment, we had boyfriends also. We had affairs also. And that has an effect. And shaitan brings those thoughts back again. And quietly we enjoy those moments again. So all that has to go out. A person has to hate guna and kufr in such a way that he's not happy thinking of it again. But that he realizes that how dirty. A person is never happy when he thinks, I got so dirty that time and I couldn't bath for 1 week and how my body was smelling and how my hair, lice came in my hair. Nobody is happy to remember that. So the dirt which has come on us, and we're happy to remember that, that is wrong. So we should, the cleansing process also we have to go. And for that Allah has kept, for knowledge Allah has kept our Darul Ulooms. First primary, the maktabs, etc. Then if a girl wants to become a hafiza, anima, Darul Uloom, etc. In order to encourage other people, tabligh jamaat. And in order to bring the reality of deen into us is the khanqa. And this is for za'in for everyone. That we have humbleness, we have sincerity, all that. So for that, it's very essential that we become ba'ad to a shaykh who our heart takes to, that he will guide me to Allah Ta'ala. And then we make an effort to bring these things into us. So inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq, and that we don't delay and we don't procrastinate. Procrastination is the thief of time. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi writes that there are so many people who are non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, who have realized the truth of Islam, but they're procrastinating in accepting. So shaitan tells them, don't be in a hurry, you will become, it's no problem. But make sure, find out about this, find out about that. And in that procrastination, they die, and they didn't bring Islam. And a person who dies on kufr, how serious. And with us, our gunas we have to give up. I must give up, but not now. At the moment, I'm still young. Let me enjoy myself. When I get married, then not now. I must still to have children, make my house, beautify, decorate my house. When I get old, and before we know, we died and we didn't make tawbah. And we didn't correct ourselves. For example, even becoming bad, I must make my islah. No, not now. I don't want to be serious now. I want to be just an ordinary person now. Just carry on an ordinary Muslim. Not now. And procrastination. Procrastination is a very, very terrible thief in everything. And whatever we have want to do, we'll do it. Tomorrow we'll see. Next day we'll see. This finishes a person. It is one of the silent, like cancer, silent disease which kills you. Procrastination is also like that. The namaz time, it happens commonly with women. Men who are conscious of making namaz with jamaat, jamaat time, they have to be there. They rush last minute, whatever. But they make it. Women, there is no jamaat namaz for them. So we'll make it just now, just now. So commonly we find how many women who make fajr in ishraq time. And who make zuhr in asr time. Asr in maghrib time. Maghrib in isha time. And isha, when the husband is waiting for them, now they start and they take their time long and they want the musalla. So, and that time, then they tell the husband, don't rush me also. But they delay the whole thing. The best thing, one female, one ustani, muallima, she encouraged her students to do all the work on time. And she encouraged them that the ayat of the Quran, which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam read, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَارُضَ I rush to you, O Allah, to make you happy. So everything she did, when she has to make namaz and the pots are on the stove, this is happening, she just thinks of this ayat, O Allah, I must rush to you to make you happy. 2 o'clock in the morning, her habit was to get up for tahajjud. And sometimes you feel lazy, you are tired, you are exhausted, then this ayat flashes in her mind, I must rush. And it gives her that vitamin, that strength. This ayat gives you so much of strength and you go towards Allah. So when her husband used to leave work, then he used to phone her and coming, etc. One day he phoned a special meal he wanted. And she must prepare. And to prepare that meal also takes some time. So she started preparing. 3/4 way she was about finished. Asr Azan went. She said, namaz time. Now, her option, she could finish that meal, prepare it, or she could go for namaz. But I must make my Allah happy. She went away for namaz. He phoned, and now 10 minutes away, 5 minutes away, no reply to the phone. When he came home, he saw everything prepared, but not complete still, just little bit left. How come she didn't always, she kept keeps my food ready? He went in the room, found her in namaz, in sajda. And then, waiting, waiting, she's not getting up from sajda. Finally, he realized she passed away. She rushed to Allah to please him, Allah took her in sajda. Otherwise, she should be preparing food. Allah should take her. So this is a person. One Arab girl, not very long ago, got married in Riyadh, most probably. The girl bride, they decorate her, beautify her, all her makeup, everything. So she was beautified like that. Nikah took place in the masjid, the groom's party came to the house. Mother came upstairs to call her, your husband has come, now nikah is made, he is your husband, you his wife. Come down and go and meet him, etc. And now they are ready, they want to go, they want to pick you up and go to their house. So she said, let me make my Isha first. Mother said, you're going to make your Isha first, it's going to get delayed. She said, I have to make wuzu also. Oh, mother couldn't understand, you're going to make wuzu, all your makeup, everything what you have done is going to get spoiled. Your hair, which is said, you have to make masa on your head now. Everything going to get spoiled. You can't make. So she said, no, I have to make my Isha first. Mother said, I'll become angry with you. She said, what if Allah becomes angry with me? Then she said that your husband is waiting and you can go and make your Isha there. When you reach there with him, you go, you can make it. She said, who can give me guarantee I will reach there? So she made her wudu, made her Isha, and in sajda, Allah took her. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَعْرَضَى. Don't procrastinate. All our things, deeny things, don't procrastinate. Dunya's things you can put off. But we dunya's things, it must be done. And deen's things can be put off. May Allah give us tawfiq and accept us for His deen and make us brilliant students, learn and get the qualities in us also and make us the best of mothers of tomorrow, the best of wives tomorrow, and we lead the nation. The woman is the secret leader of the nation. Nobody sees her, but how she prepares her husband, how she prepares her children. They are people, the people see them, but the real work was done at the back, behind the screen. The mother, the wife, they did everything. May Allah give us all. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.